The court cases that I faced in courts in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, are as baseless as they were 3 years ago when they were filed. I am charged with sedition and related offenses for making statements critical of the government of President Magufuli on various occasions. In the period between 2016 and 2017, when I was shot, I was arrested 8 times and charged in court 6 times for making statements criticizing the conduct of the president. Even under Tanzania's draconian laws, criticism, opposing the government and criticizing its conduct or its program is not a criminal offense. So what they have been trying to do is to criminalize dissent, to criminalize free speech, and these charges are just part of that, of criminalization of dissent and of free speech, but the charges are completely spurious.
Some of your supporters are expressing concern that perhaps these charges against you could limit your quest or prevent you from seeking the nomination of your party, Chadema, to become the presidential candidate to challenge President Magufuli in the upcoming October elections.
The charges as they are, they have no relation whatsoever with my qualifications to stand for election during this year's general election. Even if I were to be convicted, which I find unlikely given the nature of the charges, but even if I were to be convicted, they disqualify me from standing for presidency during this year's general election. Now, that said, that does not mean that we should keep silent and the world should keep silent about these spurious charges. As I say, these charges are an attack on freedom of speech, which is guaranteed by the Constitution of Tanzania. Therefore, they are intended to frustrate the exercise of my free speech rights. They are intended to frustrate democracy in Tanzania, and they should be denounced as such.
What plans have you made in terms of going to the Electoral Commission to seek nomination for your party to become the presidential candidate of your party in the elections?
In terms of the electoral timetable that was released by the National Electoral Commission a few weeks ago, the commission will start giving out nomination forms to parties' nominees from August 5th, that is next Wednesday. And therefore, at this moment, my party's nomination convention starts on Monday and concludes on Tuesday. And if nominated, I shall be traveling to Dodoma to collect nomination forms from the National Electoral Commission. So as we speak, I'm not the party's nominee yet. That we'll know on Tuesday.
But Mr. Lissu, your party, Chadema, is in advanced talks with another opposition party, ACT Wazalendo, led by Zitto Kabwe, your colleague, former member of parliament colleagues. He also seeks to become a presidential candidate for a united alliance. How would you resolve your differences? Because if your party form an alliance, one of you would have to step down for the other to challenge President Magufuli.
As far as I know, and I think I know better in this regard, Honorable Zitto Kabwe is not standing for nomination by his party for the presidency of the United Republic of Tanzania. I understand that ACT Wazalendo tends to nominate the former foreign minister of Tanzania, Mr. Bernard Membe, as a presidential candidate. If that happens, we'll continue talking. I think we'll resolve the issues amicably. And whatever happens, we in Chadema will be fielding a presidential candidate.
What assurances are you giving the people of Tanzania in terms of what to look out for? Because supporters of Chama Cha Mapinduzi or the ruling party say, you know, all the noise you are making, supposedly, their words, not mine, it's just a publicity stunt, because CCN has dominated the political landscape in Tanzania since independence from Nyerere up to John Magufuli's time, and that he is going to win overwhelmingly coming October. What do you say to that?
If CCM was not worried about our chances in the forthcoming elections, it would have not cracked down on the opposition for the past 5 years. The fact of the matter is, CCM's continued hold on power today is only thanks to one thing, violence by the instrument of the state, by the police and the security forces. CCM is in power only thanks to the use of the security force, to the use of police. They prohibit lawful political meetings. They prohibit lawful political activity by political parties of the opposition precisely because they are worried they have no support whatsoever amongst the Tanzanian population. They depend almost entirely on violence and by the instruments of the security forces. We want a level playing field. We want to face CCM in the electoral contest this year, and we don't want the security forces to be on their side. And if that happens, we will make history this year. We will remove CCM from office.